Macmillan Audio presents The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, by Atul Gawande. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd. Introduction. I was chatting with a medical school friend of mine who is now a general surgeon in San Francisco. We were trading war stories, as surgeons are apt to do. One of John's was about a guy who came in on Halloween night with a stab wound. He had been at a costume party. He got into an altercation, and now here he was. He was stable, breathing normally, not in pain, just drunk and babbling to the trauma team. They cut off his clothes with shears and looked him over from head to toe, front and back. He was of moderate size, about 200 pounds, most of the excess around his middle. That was where they found the stab wound. A neat 2-inch red slit in his belly, pouting open like a fish mouth. A thin mustard-yellow strip of omental fat tongued out of it. Fat from inside his abdomen, not the pale yellow superficial fat that lies beneath the skin. They'd need to take him to the operating room, check to make sure the bowel wasn't injured, and sew up the little gap. "No big deal," John said. If it were a bad injury, they'd need to crash into the operating room, stretcher flying, nurses racing to get the surgical equipment set up, the anesthesiologists skipping their detailed review of the medical records. But this was not a bad injury. They had time, they determined. He lay waiting on his stretcher in the stucco-walled trauma bay while the OR was readied. Then a nurse noticed he'd stopped babbling. His heart rate had skyrocketed. His eyes were rolling back in his head. He didn't respond when